are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Hello and welcome. You are listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries, where our wonderful pastors are Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson. God bless you today. Our church is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. We would love to have you come and join us at one of our weekday services, Sunday morning at 11 a.m., Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. You are always welcome at Victory International Praise Ministries. You may come as a visitor, but you will leave as family and knowing that Jesus Christ loves you. I am your host today, Andre Jordan. So thankful to be in the studio at WWBC. Thank you to the Lord for the opportunity to be on this platform to proclaim and share of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are talking today, continuing with a topic, Beware of Hurt. And let me just add subtitle, Beware of Offense, Beware of Unforgiveness. Beware of anger. Beware of these little foxes that creep into our hearts and mind and defile us. All the enemy wants is an open door. So, Father, we pray today in the name of Jesus for strength. Hey, for the eradication of these things, these nuisances that cause setbacks and hindrance in our lives. Father, help us to be the overcomer you've declared we are. Help us to rid ourselves through the power of the Holy Spirit of every place of offense, every place of hurt, every place of anger, every place of unforgiveness, that we can walk closely with you, bringing you honor, bringing you glory to your praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, amen. We are continuing. We're talking about a topic, beware of hurt, and we talked about how this four-letter word can wreak havoc in our lives if we aren't careful, if we don't keep a watch over the door of our heart and mind, if we don't forgive, live a life as a forgiver, releasing people of their offense. If we don't do this, if we're not careful, the enemy will use people to create hurt in our lives, to create pain, to create places that never heal, that fester, wounds been festering 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, still hurt, still speaking about these offenses afresh like they happened yesterday. They happened when you were 12, you 62, you still carrying on about what happened. God wants to heal somebody today in the name of Jesus. And I pray that is you, hallelujah, that you will receive life from this word. Beware of hurt today. Beware of the deception of the enemy that comes in the form of hurt. Beware of the deception of the enemy that comes in the form of offense. And we don't even know it because it's a small thing, because it's a little thing, but it's the little foxes that will spoil the vine. Be on guard. What just happened here? Sometimes something happens and we can't seem to get over some insignificant rebuttal. The power of Jesus Christ in you is greater than that. Yes, we can get over. We choose to. I choose to release my sister, my brother. I choose to pray for them. I choose to recognize that perhaps they were in need of prayer. This was a cry for prayer. Perhaps they're feeling horrible in their body. Perhaps they're going through a horrible situation. And so in response to that, something ugly is coming out of them, but I don't have to allow it to enter into me. The power of Jesus Christ supersedes our carnal mind and our carnal way of thinking and our carnal emotional places. Beware of hurt. If the enemy can enter through offense, he will. But when we see what he's up to, we shut, slam the door, and we begin to pray for that individual. We begin to pray for our own heart posture. We begin to pray for ourselves to have a right heart, to ask for more love, the love of God, to be filled with it. That in my response to you, I respond out of his love, not my selfish self, not my carnal self, but I ask Holy Spirit, fill me afresh with his love, baptize me with love, let love come forth. We begin to pray. We've got to be wise. Jesus experienced all kind of hurt, like as us, even more so, because he carried our foolishness and our junk and our offense and our transgressions and our iniquities. But he experienced hurt. But guess what? He never operated out of hurt. He experienced all types of hurt that's unimaginable. All types of pain that's unimaginable. But he did not respond out of it. And if you and I today will take the hurt to him, he has told us, cast all your cares upon me. Can we follow instructions today? Simple instructions. Andre, when that happens, this is what I want you to do. I want you to take that came to you. I want you to cast all your cares upon me. Very simple instructions. Pick up this garbage can that came to you full of trash and cast it upon me. And then you and the empty garbage can go back home. Very simple instructions. If we will hear the voice of the Lord today. They meant it for evil. They shot the dart at you, but listen, this is what you do. I'm the dart remover. Cast your cares upon me. I care for you. Leave the junk, leave the debris, leave the garbage, leave the trash, leave the insult, leave the offense, leave the anger, leave the bitterness, leave the pain, leave the hurt with me. I'm the burden bearer. I'm the heavy load carer. So God is saying he's the great physician. He heals all of our diseases. He heals all of our emotional places. He heals all of the soft tissue places where we hurt. H-U-R-T. I'm hurt. I'm wounded. But there is a physician in the house. Is there a doctor in the house? Yes. Always on duty, 24/7. Jesus Christ, the healer, the Messiah, the Redeemer, the Restorer, the Righteous One. Yes, he has his MD, DMD, and every other degree that tickled me. Jesus is our healer today. Will we be made whole is the question. Will you let him heal you of the 50-year offense about your brother, about your mother, about your father, about your ex-husband, about your boyfriend, about your children that don't speak to you? Will you let him heal you? Will you receive healing? Will you allow him to heal you? Will you take your fingers, how they're clamped tight on this offense and how they're clamped tight on this hurt, and release it? Will you release it for once and for all and for good, and not go 2 days later after you think about it again and pick it back up? But will you unclench your hands today and release it unto the Lord? If you will, he'll take it. He'll remove it from you. He'll pour in oil and wine and cleanse those places. He'll cleanse that place of memory recall that seemed like it won't stop playing like a broken record. The power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, he'll take that record and break it in two. We ask God, God, heal me from offense today. God, move me past the offense. Give me what I need to overcome this offense, to overcome this hurt, to overcome this pain. I don't think for the last 20 years I've had peace since this thing happened to me. Oh, but he's able. The power of God is greater, I declare today. The power of God is greater for you. Yes, you that are listening. The power of God is greater. He is a healer. He can remove stains. Think about it. Before we came to know him, our life looked like a polka dot dress. So many stains, so many spots, so many blemishes. Oh, but he took us. We accepted him. We believe that he died, was buried, and he rose again for my sin. We accepted him as the Son of God. We accepted him into our life. We exchanged his pure, sinless life for our filthy rag life. And he took us and he washed us. We went in as red as scarlet. He came out as white as snow because of his power. And that same power, oh, it can heal these hurts. It can heal these wounded places. Some of us, physically, we healthy and strong. When you see us coming, somebody look like a bodybuilder on the outside, but inside we can be bowed over, crippled over, bent over, bawling in a fetal position emotionally because somebody's words have wrecked our life. Somebody's words and what they spoke over us and what they declared over us has caused us to be balled up in a fetal position and we haven't moved forward. But I declare break, break, break the chains of these offenses, the chains of this hurt, the chains of these pains. Break off somebody's life today in Jesus' name. The power of God is here to heal. The power of God is here to set free. Beware of hurt. Beware of emotional baggage. Beware of offense. It's like a quicksand trying to suck you under. It's a deterrent. Don't want you to be healed. Don't want you to forgive. Don't want you to overcome. But I declare in the name of Jesus Christ, we overcoming. Oh, we receiving healing today in Jesus' name. Hurt has a purpose. It has a purpose to identify what's wrong so we can get the help we need. When I feel I don't feel myself, what she said bothered me. Oh, I need to call in the doctor. I need to call in a physician, or better yet, I need to check myself in. There are facilities. If you feel like you are at risk of being harmed to yourself and harm to somebody else, you can go check yourself in. Don't nobody have to call the ambulance. You can call these numbers, get in your car, drive yourself, check yourself in, get a bed. We can do the same thing in the spirit. I call upon the Lord. I'm checking myself in with the Holy Spirit today. I'm checking myself in with the Father today. I'm checking myself in with Jesus today. Come and heal me. Come and deliver me. I feel something that don't feel like God. This don't feel like the Spirit of God. I feel something trying to overtake me. I feel something trying to overcome me. I feel something trying to give me a bad belief system. I feel something trying to cause me to retaliate. When the word says vengeance is his, he'll repay. I feel something trying to operate in me that's outside of the love of God. And I'm saying no. Go check yourself in. Call upon the great physician. Bring Holy Spirit into the situation. And you know what he's always going to say? Walk in love. Demonstrate the love of Christ in your life. Be that salt. Be that light. Be that witness. Be the overcomer. Be the conqueror. How do we conquer? Through the power of the Holy Spirit, not our own. My goodness. Please don't try to conquer in our own power. That's a situation to fall flat on our face. But when we invite the Holy Spirit in, when we align ourselves with the Word of God, when we resist the devil and submit, we submit ourselves to God first. We resist the devil. We resist his strategies whispering in our ear. Now, this is what you ought to do, how she did to you. Well, you get in front of and you tell her exactly what she's no, that's bad counsel right there. But we operate by the leading of the Holy Spirit. So hurt has a purpose today. Ouch. In the natural, we feel something painful in our bodies. It has a purpose. Identify what's going on so you can get help. We go to the doctor. I don't know what's going on, but I feel this pain in the back of my leg, in the back of my back, in the back of my head. We begin to talk about it to the physician. He begins to make a diagnosis, might give us a little something, tell us not to eat this, tell us to get some exercise. But anyway, that is what we want to do. It has a purpose. The purpose is something is off in me. I got to get to the Holy Spirit. I got to get with the Lord Jesus Christ. He is my healer. He's my physician. I need him to intervene in this situation. Holy Spirit identifies what's wrong so we can get help. To get help, guess what? I got to be honest. I got to stop acting like you didn't offend me. I got to stop acting like you didn't get on my last nerve. We've got to be honest, but we got to bring it to the Lord. Bring it to him. He can do something about it. Take it to Jesus so we can be healed. H-E-A-L. He wants to heal us. We bring our H-U-R-T to Jesus so he can H-E-A-L us, heal us. God is in charge of everything. God is in charge of everything. In the natural, we know how pain works in our bodies. We know how pain identifies something wrong. Same way it is in the spirit. We can identify something's wrong with my love for you. I can't stand you no more. I need Jesus. Because why? I don't want to remain here. The whole matter is the enemy is always trying to find a way to poison our spiritual system. Just like if you have good, clean spring water that you can drink and somebody's coming along putting pollutants and toxins in it. That is what the enemy tries to do to us with hurt, with pain, with aggravation, with offense, with disappointment, with these things. Unforgiveness, he wants to poison the well in you. But the Lord say, beware. So we're not without knowledge. We're not ignorant. Beware of hurt. Beware of these things. Our lives are hid in Christ. We are called to be overcomers. The Lord has given us the power to overcome, the power to walk out of these things. And he's given us for sure the power to forgive exponentially. Exponentially. Sometimes I know we get tired of forgiving, but we can't. That is our portion. That is who we are, forgivers. That is the DNA of God. So that has to be our DNA. You know, and even in this, beware of hurt. Keep your minds renewed. Me too. We got to keep our minds renewed. So what? So we can recognize and we can discern the enemy is trying to make inroads and we can close doors and portals to the enemy. No gates here to the enemy. No vacancy. Think about the housing situation that we're currently in. Can you find a vacancy? If you can find a vacancy, can you afford a vacancy? In the spirit, demon spirits are looking for vacancies, looking for inroads, looking for access, looking for houses to live in, but they can't live in mine. They can't live in mine. Today, come on. As you're hearing this word, beware of hurt, beware of anger, beware of offense, beware of these little foxes that creep into your houses and spoil you. When I say that, beware. This is your spiritual house. This is my spiritual house. The Holy Spirit dwelling in my spiritual house. I don't have time to let no freeload demon spirits enter in. Come on, we got to see what's happening. We've got to make a decision. The devil trying to get free rent in my house. We've got to evict. Today is eviction notice for somebody. Today I send an eviction notice to pain in my life, to hurt in my life, to offense in my life, to disappointment in my life, to unforgiveness in my life. Didn't think I could overcome it. Didn't think I could make it. But the Lord said, not so. You gonna make it, daughter. The strength of God is your portion. The Holy Spirit dwells in you. You must make it. You gonna make it. Oh, the host of heaven, the angels of God encamp round about you. Warring angels, ministering angels to be on assignment specifically to undergird, to make sure you make it. You're gonna make it in everything that's not like God, that has been plaguing and hitchhiking and pulling us down and being a weight and a hindrance and a deterrent to moving freely and higher in the things of God, because it's trying to pull us in an opposing direction. It opposes God and it wants to gain access to us and have us clogged up, have our spring and our well contaminated. And so we're not good for God to be able to call upon and use the vessel, because the vessel has got a problem going on right now. We got an infection, like you have infectious diseases, and God has to come in and heal and pour in oil and wine and pour in the balm of Gilead, get our soul right, get our mind right, get our heart right. And it's through forgiveness. It's through forgiveness. Oh, what a release. What a cleansing release it is to just forgive and let go and release them to God. Not worry about people's responses. They haven't gotten away. Who can get away from an all-seeing, all-knowing God? Who? Nobody. And God is able to judge justly. You and I will miss it because we'll judge selfishly with ourselves coming out on top. But when we release what people do to us back unto God, He can intervene in the situation how He deems fit. And He's God alone, and He cannot make a mistake. I don't have to try and seek my own vengeance. I don't have to try and implement my own consequences, but I can just forgive and release you to God and love you with the love of God, out of pure places, out of His love in me flowing through you, His love being a conduit of His love, being a conduit of His grace, being a conduit of His mercy. Beware of hurt. Don't let it creep in today. Don't let it find a solace in your heart. Don't let it find a resting place. Don't let it find a clean house and a ready-made bed in your heart today. But today, by the power of Jesus Christ, we evict everything that's not of God. Hurt feelings, offenses. Years and years took place, but the Lord removes them now in the name of Jesus. The Lord causes our heart to be in line with His again in the name of Jesus. The Lord causes us to operate out of His compassion today towards others, towards the offender. Look at Jesus. You want to see a right example of how to deal with offense, how to deal with hurt, how to deal with pain, how to deal with insult, how to deal with anger, how to deal with unforgiveness? Oh, look at Jesus. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Father, forgive them. Let us echo Him today. Let God, by your Holy Spirit, by your power, I pray that you break down every wall of offense, every wall of hurt, every place of pain. Sometimes where we could just cry out and scream, but I pray that the Holy Spirit, your power, break down these walls, Father, these strongholds, I would even say, that have been erected and have been fortified. But like the wall of Jericho today, in the name of Jesus, I pray break, and let the walls of offense come tumbling down like the walls of Jericho. Let the walls of pain and hurt, oh, disappointment, break and come falling down till they're crumbs like the wall of Jericho. Oh, let you get glory out of people's lives once again, Father. Let the light of God shine through people again. Fill us with your love. Wash us afresh today. Search our hearts, Holy Spirit. We give you entrance. We invite you in. Get the spotlight of the Lord to search the crevices and the cracks of our heart, Holy Spirit, and examine us. And when you identify, when you point out that there is some H-U-R-T here, oh, let us agree with you. Let us not resist you, but let us to allow you completely in to wash and heal and purge with hyssop and cleanse us of these things, Father, that cause us to be unfruitful. We want to be fruitful today for you. We want to conquer what's been conquering us. We want to move out again once. We want to move out once again in our vehicle. We want to pull back on the interstate and pull up out of Hurt Alley, Father, and get moving again for God. Get moving again for the things of God. Get moving again in the assignment of God for our lives, Father. We just pray today, God, that this word has been a blessing to those that have been listening on today. We pray that somebody got free, that somebody has a testimony of how God used this broadcast, Father, to bring about healing in their lives, transformation in their lives, forgiveness and release and restoration in relationships and families, Father. So we just give you thanks and we give you honor. We can all do better here. This is a place where all of us can do better, Father. And so we just thank you for how you're concerned about us and you're concerned about what concerns us, Father. And I thank you for the people that you divinely had listening in. And I thank you for the healing that will take place in their lives. Father, I thank you for breakthrough on today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. You've been listening once again to the Kingdom Sound broadcast. It is a radio ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries. We are located at 250 North Babcock in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Please come and visit and join us in service Sunday morning at 11 or Tuesday night at 7. You are always welcome. You may come to Victory as a visitor, but you're going to leave as family. You're going to know that Jesus Christ loves you. So I pray that you're blessed. I pray that you walk in victory. I pray that you stay on guard and that you beware of hurt today. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to vipministries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that He will make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Pompeii, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. He's Bible teacher and author of the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. John, there's a lot of talk these days about communism and socialism. Some Christians even say the Bible actually teaches communism, or at least communism for the church. And they go to Acts 2, 44 and 45, where it says, quote, "And all those who had believed were together and had all things in common, and they began selling their property and possessions and were sharing them with all as anyone might have need." Now, what should we gather from that passage as it relates to the church?
Well, we certainly wouldn't gather communism from that. Communism would be where everybody took everything they had, threw it in a huge pile, and it was all divided out equally to all the people. That is not what that says. It says those who believed were together, and they held all things in common, and they began selling their property and possessions and sharing with them all as anyone might have need. What it means is this: somebody had a need, somebody else sold what they had, took the money to meet the need. It was individual, it was personal, it was incidental. It was not collectivism. It was not reallocation and reassessment of wealth. It was not equal.